Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of Team Mission Access Worldwide. This message, I truly believe, is a good and perfect gift that was downloaded directly into my sleepy time brain to encourage both me and you during even the most perplexing of times indeed. Let me explain. To combat my ever-progressing MS, I have been doing something called the Coimbra Protocol, and that's simply high-dose vitamin D that helps to treat a variety of autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis. And I've been doing that since summer of 2019. But I decided to discontinue it. It's somewhat of a controversial treatment, and though I've decided to, sort of move on from there, I have in fact noticed some noticeable improvements, including lucid dreaming. And praise God, I had a doozy, which I'm going to share with you today. But before I share the dream, let's look at one of my favorite verses found in the book of James. O holder of the clicker, advance to the scripture slide if you would. Thank you. And it's found, of course, in the book of James. Now, the book of James, as you know that we have studied this before, it's an epistle. It's a letter. Now, of course, we know James to be the half-brother of Jesus. And he wrote one letter that made it into the Bible. But hey, there was a little controversy over that. Some people didn't think it was, scholarly enough. But I have found it to be one of the most useful, well-reasoned or any of those, but just practical, everyday wisdom. I, in my humble opinion, don't believe that it can be beat. So we're going to look at James, just four chapters. Very short. This is in first chapter, James 1, verse 17, of course. I'm partial to the NASB, as you know by now. And it reads simply this. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Having a little trouble today. Now, I want to focus on just two words. The first being gift. Now, when I think of gift, I think of a brightly wrapped box with a big bow and a card with my name on it, of course. But the second word we're going to focus on is every, which appears twice. Now, repetition, of course, there's a significance to that that you look at amongst other factors. But when you see something repeated, it should make you pause and say, why is that? Because it's important, that's why. Now, sometimes his best gifts come in far, far different packages than we expect, which Laura Story captured so well in her song, Blessings. And we have played that before. Or, like my dream, it may have no physical wrapping at all. Yet it seems cloaked in mystery. Nevertheless, but what a joy when our awesome Lord creates something just for you. It's just for you, you and you alone. And though we just don't necessarily understand, we can take incredible comfort in knowing that it was meant for us and for us to share. So, here, I'm going to share that dream. Can't make this stuff up. This really happened. here's my dream, again, along with a hopeful interpretation that I believe the Lord laid on my heart. I dreamt that my beloved husband, Larry, Pastor Larry, and I were riding together, probably on DART, since I no longer have a car. I don't drive. When it came time for me to exit alone, I simply proceeded with some predetermined text. It wasn't odd that I was leaving beloved on the bus. That was just something that had to happen. I had something to do, something to accomplish. And though it was dark, that's another thing, very unusual for me to ride DART in the dark. But I felt no fear until I encountered a flashing neon detour sign ahead. Oh, my heart sank. And though I was in my scooter by myself, I navigated my way through a gauntlet of construction, danger, the roping, you know, all the everything's flashing and there's ropes everywhere. Because I was trying to flag down a worker who was donning a full reflective bling suit. You know what I'm talking about. The neon suits and the hard hats. And I just said, What am I supposed to do? I mean, I anguished. There was anguish in my voice. I was feeling so helpless. And the worker, who was very petite Hispanic woman, of all things, she simply said to me, very confidently, God will take care of you. She didn't say it condescendingly. She just said it very matter-of-factly. And it was of great, great comfort to me. And I just woke up. I woke up amazed. Amazed. Wow. I was thinking, whatever was all of that about? In fact, I didn't really know at first. It sort of, the interpretation came a little bit later. And I really felt it was something that something that some of us need to hear. Certainly I did. And whenever I assume something is a blessing to me, I am not going to keep that to myself. No, no, no. I am going to share that openly. So here's the interpretation. You may feel, oh, precious peeps, you may feel that you were just going about your business when, bam, suddenly you find yourself alone in a strange place, surrounded by flashing neon danger. But yet again, praise God, He was right there. He was right there waiting for you to come up to Him. He might have looked like a petite Hispanic woman. I know who it was. Standing there waiting for me. Waiting to protect me. Waiting to guide me. Guide me through it. Guide me through the crisis. And though it may seem neither good nor perfect at the time, we can all rest assured that He is there every good and perfect step of the way. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And normally I do, sometimes if there's a song or a video of some sort, I do that up front, but today I do something a little bit different. Yeah, in fact, there was a song that A-L-E-X-A, I have to spell that out because she's right here listening to me. And I don't want to trigger her interest here. But she discovered a song that, in my humble opinion, perfectly captures just what we've been talking about today. So here it is. It is entitled, God is There by Mountain Faith. Enjoy.
You're tired of waiting. You're tired of praying for God to show you what to do. And even when you feel like giving up, God will point which way to go. God is there when you don't know it. God is there to make you strong. So even just remember.